As Klal Yisrael is busy preparing themselves for Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKadosh, Yom HaTaira, Yom Slichum Mechila, it's for sure worthwhile also to give some thought how to prepare for the time after Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, the weeks after Yom Kippur, the rest of the year after Yom Kippur. Everyone would love to have a way how to hold on to something of the Yom HaKadosh, the Yom Kippur, the whole year long. And that's what Rabbeinu have taught us, that even if we are not matzliach to really change everything about ourselves, but there's the inyan of the Kabbalah, even a small Kabbalah, a minimum Kabbalah that we could keep and keep with us for the rest of the year, that's also a big avoda for Yom Kippur. And there's a lot of people that are confused about the topic of the Kabbalah. What should I be mekabel? And does a little Kabbalah really work? What's the relevance of a little Kabbalah amongst all the problems that I might have? And I want to try to give a few words of hasbara, of understanding what's the nature of the Kabbalah that we're looking for, and what's the tachlis for the whole year. We all know what it says in the Torah about the mitzvah of tshuva. The Torah says, Loi bashamayim hi, v'loi me'ever l'yarden hi, ki kara ve'lecha hadover ma'od, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoysay. If the Torah has to make it clear, Loi bashamayim hi, that means there was a very strong havamina to believe that tshuva is bashamayim. Tshuva is not in this world. And the Torah has to be mechadish to us. No, it's loy bashamayim hi, loy me'evir liyardin hi. Ella, it's ki kara ve'lecha hadover ma'od b'ficha u'vilvavcha la'asoysay. Why would I have thought that tshuva is bashamayim? Why is tshuva different than any other mitzvah, which I don't think is bashamayim? The mitzvahs were given for us to do. Why is there a havamina that the mitzvah of tshuva is not in this world? The mitzvah of tshuva is bashamayim. The reason is because tshuva really is not al pi derech hateva. Saying I'm sorry, having charata, is al pi derech hateva. But the real oimek of tshuva is not al pi derech hateva. The Rambam says that it's the derech of a bal tshuva to change his name. Changing his name shows that the person who did whatever he did, that's not me, that's somebody else. Tshuva means not just saying I'm sorry and fixing some damage. The real tshuva is the inyan of Briya Chadasha. And that's what it says in Chazal, especially Lagabe the Yom HaNeirayim, Yom Kippur, that the ultimate tachlis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani evro lachem Briya Chadasha. Tshuva is not just a fixing. Tshuva is a Briya Chadasha. Briya Chadasha is not in this world. Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. In this world, it's just continuation of the old. If we're dealing with Briya Chadasha, there's a strong havamina to say, Bashamayim hi. A Briya Chadasha that's above this world, that's Lamayla Miderech HaTeva. So how does the Torah be mitzava us on the mitzvah of tshuva? And what's the Torah saying? Loi Bashamayim hi. If tshuva is a Briya Chadasha, so tshuva is bashamayim hi. What's the teretz? What's the pasuk telling us that it's kikar ve'lach adover ma'od b'fichu b'vavcha la'asoysay? The Rashiva of Pachad Yitzchak, Hagoyin Reb Yonis and David Shlita, said that the yisoid is the havamina is right, that tshuva is not in this world; it's bashamayim. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? That everything that is bashamayim, everything of chiddush of lemaila miderech hateva, that's bashamayim, is kikara ve'lecha hadover ma'od b'fichu u'bilvavcha la'asoysay. The shamayim is in your lave. Tshuva is not in this world. Tshuva is lemaila miderech hateva, but we could find all the skulos of shamayim in our lave. The lave of a yid is a chelak elekam imal, and that lave has shamayim in it. That's what the Torah is saying. Tshuva is bashamayim. The Chiddush is the Shemayim's not in Shemayim. The Shemayim is Beficha Ubilvavcha Lasoisai. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Vahoya Ki Yavoyu Alecha Kol Advara Me'ela Habrocha Vaklala Vahashivoisa El Vavecha B'chol HaGoyim Asher Yidichacha Hashem Alekecha Shama. The Torah says, after all the tzaras happen, Habrocha Vaklala Vahashivoisa El Vavecha B'chol HaGoyim Asher Yidichacha Hashem Alekecha Shama. What does it mean, tshuva to the lave? We know that we do tshuva ad Hashem Alekecha. What's tshuva to the lev? Ashivoisa el levavecha. That we do tshuva to our heart? The Teretz is yeah. Because tshuva is bashamayim. And the only place in this world we could find a piece of shamayim is in our heart. And that's kikara veilecha hadover ma'od beficho bilvavcha lasoisai. On Yom Kippur, which is the day of Bria Chadasha, the Rambam says it's easy to do tshuva. The reason why it's easy to do tshuva is because on Yom Kippur, we have access to our lave. A whole year long, we have a lave also. But there's a lot of things that distract us from our lave. There's a lot of things that take our lave as a hostage. People are involved in their guf, in their gashmias, in achila v'shtia. People are involved in relationships. How much koyach of our lave does kina v'tayva v'akova take? All these things are mitzian asa adam in ha'olam. They distract a person from the shemayim that is in his lave. His lave is all busy with all these other things. It's very hard to focus on the shemayim that's in our lave. But in Yom Kippur, which is a day, our lave is cleared. There's no achila. There's no shtia. L'moichel everybody. Ein lehem tachrus, it says in the Medrash. There's no tachrus. There's no competition. There's no kinah. There's no taiva. There's no kavod. And we're separated from all these things that distract our lev. Memela, we feel the shamayim in our lev. And that's why the Rambam says on Yom Kippur, it's easy to do tshuva. The more that we're connected to our lev, the easier it is to do tshuva. Because loy b'shamayim hi, the shamayim is in our lev. So when Rabbi Seinu taught us that our avoid on Yom Kippur, even if we can't fix everything, is to at least make a Kabbalah. What's the inyan of a Kabbalah? One little Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is, the idea of the Kabbalah is, that even throughout the year, when there's so many things that are distracting my lave, there's so many things that are literally taking my lave into hostage, that I can't feel the chelek alekami mal, that one Kabbalah makes space. I remember that lave that was there on Yom Kippur. And once we have access to that lave, Memela kikara ve'lecha adover ma'oid. The rest of tshuva also comes along. That's the idea of the Kabbalah. That even throughout the year, when there's all the distractions, my Kabbalah stands there to clear that moment, my lave from anything else. And then I can be zeicha, kikara ve'lecha adover ma'oid beficho bilvavcha la'asoysay. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeicha to the skulas of Yom Kippur, to be in touch fully with our lave, and also figure out a way to hold on to that lave the whole year long, and be zeicha to tshuva shleima and a gemar chasima toiva.